Your taxes hold the key.
Business operators, your GCT return for April 2018 is due on Thursday, May 31, 2018. Tax Administration Jamaica is reminding you that effective April 1, 2018, all GCT returns must be filed online. Why wait in line? File and pay online. Avoid the penalties. File and pay today. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act are petty session matters, entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
On Get the Facts this week, we provide parents and teachers with social media safety tips for children. With the popularity of social media among our youth, there is a need to educate children about the pitfalls of the platform, as well as employ practices to protect them online. To help parents with this task, the Office of the Children's Advocate, OCA, in collaboration with the United Nations Children Emergency Fund, UNICEF, recently released a series of guides for social media use targeting children of varying ages. Children's Advocate Diane Gordon-Harrison says this thrust began in 2016 after the OCA started its Be Social, Be Smart campaign to educate children on social media safety at the primary and secondary level.
Meeting with students, interviewing them, and also posing scenarios to them to get from them how they use social media, what platforms they use more than the other, and in fact, how it is they thought that they should be interfacing with social media.
Results from these interactions generated data that formed the basis for the development of the social media guides.
We have the guides for the little ones below 12, and then we have the 12 to 17, 18, and then we have a guide that we developed for adults. And in these three guides, we actually have very specific ways that children can do things to be aware of the dangers in cyberspace.
One of the resources focuses on what parents and teachers can do to improve child safety online, beginning with knowing the warning signs that a child may be at risk for harm on social media. If your child is spending too much time online, refusing to take breaks to eat or interact face-to-face with family and friends, this can be an indicator of an unhealthy relationship with social media. Also, if the child is using their device past bedtime or receiving calls and texts from individuals you are not familiar with, then it's a warning sign that your child could be communicating with an adult or an inappropriate individual. Additionally, if you notice that your child rapidly changes their active screens, turns off their monitor, or closes their device when you enter the room, it is likely they may be viewing inappropriate material or engaging with someone you may not know or approve of. So, how should you respond? Well, parents are encouraged to be calm but assertive while also taking the time to explain the dangers of social media use. They're also encouraged to set rules for social media use, like establishing time limits, outlining what sites and platforms are allowed or not allowed, and specifying where and how their children can access social media sites. It's also important to reinforce the fact that social media is public and permanent, and what they post can potentially hurt them in the future. Another topic to look at is sexting, which is the digital communication of sexually explicit content. Let your children know that their chats can be recorded and publicized. Being an active parent online and offline is also important in protecting them from the dangers of social media. This involves participating in online activities with them, learning how to use the applications and platforms, and opening dialogue with your children on their interests. Parents are encouraged to check up on their children by knowing their passwords and usernames, monitoring their posts, and approving online friends. For more information on the Office of the Children's Advocate and the social media guides, visit oca.gov.jm or call 876-926-3225. That's it for this week's Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.